You guys, hi, hello, big podcast today. Welcome to I Should Not Have Said That with the Dashleys. I'm Dallin, this is Ashley.
Yeah, welcome back. Happy Thanksgiving week.
It is Thanksgiving week.
Boy, do we have a podcast for you. We're just brimming over.
My cup overfloweth.
We're overflowing with things to talk about, things to say.
Our email inbox overfloweth.
Violet is watching Peppa Pig for her morning show right now.
We're so we just have hoping a, we can knock this out.
30 minutes to chat before things start getting hectic again.
And mm-hmm. she comes down hungry again and needs attention or whatever.
Once every week we turn on Peppa Pig for Violet so we can podcast.
She loves it.
It's happening right here, right now.
Email us, isnhstpodcast@gmail.com if you want us to read one of your emails. And Ashley, how are you?
I'm doing so great. It's just like holiday feelings, right?
You've been turning on the Christmas lights. You've been turning on Christmas music. We decorated our house yesterday.
We're just cheerful. Dallin woke up this morning and he said...
For the first time in forever.
For the first time in our marriage, Dallin woke up... He woke up with a good attitude. No, he just... You came out and you were like, I don't know what's going on, but I feel so cheerful.
Yeah. I was happy.
We think Dallin's been suffering from a bit of a sinus infection, self-diagnosed, but tomorrow we're going to the real doctor to get a real diagnosis to validate all of our pretty sure feelings that this is a sinus infection.
Been going on for too long, and it's really just cramping my style.
Yeah, well, it felt a little better this morning, and it's just the sun is shining.
I haven't laughed without coughing afterwards in like 3 weeks.
Dallin snuggles with me at night quite closely, and last night I woke up 4 times pretty sure I was getting murdered every time he coughed in my ear.
Yeah,
I think we ended it with me just being like, just stop.
What's better, me coughing in your ear or Luna licking herself all night?
Luna doesn't do that, so I don't know what dog you're thinking of, but it couldn't be the perfect dog that we own.
Of course not. It could never be Luna.
Beloved member of our family. I thought we would start out with some Thanksgiving advice. Okay. Dal and I have...
We read some of these in the last podcast.
Yeah, we like to refer to it as our marriage Bible, our couple's do's and don'ts.
If your great-great-grandparents were giving you marriage advice...
And who better than the 90-year-olds of our generation, maybe 110-year-olds at this point... Who better than them to look to for advice? So we have these books, Do's and Don'ts for Husbands and Wives. They were written in 1913, probably the best year our earth has ever seen, for just stances on what men and women, who they are, how they should act. I can't think of a better year for that. So we thought we'd read some to you guys to start it off to get you ready for some familial interactions this holiday season. I chose a chapter from my book, Don'ts for Husbands, titled Jealousy. Do you want me to go first?
Yes.
Are you ready? Okay, I'll go first. Here we go. Don't throw your mother's perfections at her head, or you needn't be surprised if she suggests that you might as well return to your mother's wing. Oh, this is like, don't throw your mother's perfections at your wife's head. Like, don't flaunt.
Well, my mom made it this way.
Don't flaunt how perfect your wife is, your mother is to your wife.
Okay.
Because heaven knows she's more perfect than your wife.
Okay.
Remember that your mother was an experienced housekeeper before you were born, and that your wife is only at her beginning. That could have helped us a lot in the early years.
Everybody's doing the best they can with the capacity that they have at
and
the time.
My capacity right now is nowhere close to your mother's.
Well, my mom's pretty great.
And you need to remember that going into the holiday season so that you don't get mad at me more.
Okay.
I'm not as perfect as your mom yet.
Jeez.
But know that when I reach that point, I will be. So just simmer down on those expectations of me.
Okay.
Okay?
This is some advice for women.
Okay.
Don't profess to care nothing about politics. Any man who is worth his salt does care. And many men learn to despise women as a whole because their wives take such an unintelligent attitude.
It's my fault. It's our fault you hate us.
Yeah.
There you go.
Care more about politics.
If only we cared more about politics, you'd think we were worth talking to more. Okay, here's one. Don't be jealous of your wife's girlfriends, okay?
Okay.
Especially on Thanksgiving. They're going to come around.
Okay.
If she wants to spend the day with them now and then... Spare her with a good grace.
Okay.
Don't let her feel that you are a selfish tyrant.
Yeah.
You know what? Try.
Let you get out of the house a little bit?
Or let my friends come to your house.
Okay. I read through this whole page, but it's all kind of solid advice, actually. not too dated. I mean, maybe the wording's a little dated, but the underbelly of it is good.
Am I about to hear the worst thing ever?
Don't be discontented and think your husband is not manly because he happens to be short and thin and not very strong. Manliness is not a purely physical quality. How about that?
In the words of the Swan Princess, Derek. Yeah. Well, what else is there?
Uh-huh. Don't take your husband at his own valuation, but at yours. He may be unduly modest. Or just a little too cocksure.
I got a good one. You ready for this one? This is coming up for our future, okay? Apparently, according to 1913. Don't neglect your wife because your grown-up daughter is such a charming companion. She can be a good chum to you without usurping her mother's place in your affections. I want you to remember that.
Wait, okay. What is that insinuating?
I think it's insinuating that wives and mothers are so boring that when your daughter gets older, she'll be way more fun to hang out with and talk to.
Weird. All right.
Apparently it was an issue.
Do you have any news, Ash? Any news articles that have stuck out to you lately before we dive into some emails?
I don't have any news articles, but I am depending on you. I wrote this down. Dallin, I don't know if you guys know this, but keeps a tight watch, a close eye on all things Disney. And he...
I have a prophecy about
Disney. He has a prophecy. Disney. Ooh, Frozen Land opened up. Did you see that?
Oh, of course I did. And I really want to go to Hong Kong now. Man, it looks awesome. Actually, the roller coaster looked really, really small and underwhelming.
They're doing this cool...
But I do like that there's a whole, like, a Arendelle land where you get to walk through Arendelle and castle
they're
and everything.
They're doing a really cool thing where instead of the Bippity Boppity Boutique, I'm sure they have that, but now they have another thing for girls of all ages where... Even if you're a grown-up, you can get your hair done kind of like Princess Anna.
Fun.
And choose a ribbon and stuff. And they get you all dolled up if you've missed out on the Bippity Boppity experience. Oh. Hey, Dal, tell us, will season passes open up again?
This is my prophecy. Season passes have been unavailable except for renewals for like a month or two now.
Don't I know it?
Don't we know it?
We talk about this a lot.
For a long time, it was only the most expensive option, the $1,600 option that was available.
Which, you know what, Disney? It's ridiculous, okay?
It's a lot of money.
I would have to go a lot of times.
Yeah, for it to be worth it. You get a few more things, like a few more reservation dates.
No one cares about them.
15% off merch instead of 10%
literally,
off merch.
No one cares. You know what I do care about, though? I don't know if they could do this with the season tickets somehow. When we went on our Disney cruise... Anyone who was a part of Disney Vacation Club, it was just on their door, this special like crown or castle that said like, welcome home.
DVC member. Yeah.
And I felt like dirt walking past those doors and then walking.
Oh, you're not a DVC member?
Walking into my door that did not have that plaque.
Peasant.
If they could do that with the annual pass somehow where they like, I don't know, give you a sweater or a hat or a... Yeah. Just something about, like, anytime you scan your badge, it plays a jingle. Wouldn't that be great?
A jingle at the entrance? That'd be kind of cool.
Just anytime you scan it to buy stuff or anything, it plays a jingle. Like, yeah. Mickey's voice is like, woohoo, welcome home, partner.
Welcome home, magic key holder.
It might be worth it to me then. So what's the news? What's the prophecy?
So this is my prophecy because Q4 for Disney, the public company, caring about revenues and stuff. Mm-hmm. Christmas is a wave that they get to ride every year because it's the most magical time. Everything's decorated. The Haunted Mansion is a special theme. Everything is beautiful. The special Christmas parade.
Everyone wants
all that
to come.
Stuff.
They'll come without a pass.
They're also going through a lawsuit right now of people complaining about not being able to reserve dates, even though they're magic key holders, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's
so
that's
getting
all
sorted out too. So my prediction is they...
Wait. May we call it your holiday wish? Ooh. To tie it back in to the holiday theme.
Except for my wish would be that they came out before Christmas, but I think they're going to come out right after Christmas. After they take down all the decorations and the Christmas parade's over and the Haunted Mansion is back to normal.
They invite the peasants back.
Q1 revenues are going to lean more on annual pass sales.
They're
going
to come back to their
and so they're going to open
loyal
it up on
following.
January 7th.
They are
and
waiting.
They created all this demand by making them scarce, this annual passes. And now when they come back January 7th after Christmas time, because people are going to, everybody that really wants to go is going to buy a day pass anyways to go during the holiday season.
Right.
So then these annual passes that they just made really scarce are going to open up at the beginning of January and people will flock to them again. Mm-hmm. That's my guess.
You know what?
What do you think?
Yeah, sure. I believe in you. But I had the thought that this is your Roman Empire.
Disney.
The Disney annual passes. That's your Roman. Dallin has talked to me every day this year.
I think about more than this.
About the Disney annual pass. He has a group chat with his friend.
No, I don't.
It's basically only about that, okay? You guys don't talk about Disney? Much more. About when are the annual passes?
No, that's basically me and Shay talk about that every once in a while.
This is what you think about every day. Like the TikTok men who think about the Roman Empire, you think about the Disney annual pass program.
Am I as manly as people who think about the Roman Empire?
What did the book tell me to say again?
Of course, honey.
Absolutely.
I don't think about the Roman Empire that much.
I know.
Every once in a while, I love the movie 300.
I don't think about the Roman Empire.
Is that even the Roman Empire?
I've never seen that movie.
I like Gladiator.
I don't need you to like the Roman Empire. It wouldn't ever benefit me in this day. Do you know what would benefit me in this day?
What?
Disney annual passes.
See, that makes me more manly than anybody.
It does. I forgot when you asked me about news articles that I don't have an article, but I have just a plethora of family news.
Oh, okay.
And for sure, everyone's interested
in
this.
Well, wait. So are we going to buy a Disney annual pass in January if it comes out?
Thank you for asking permission from me. I feel very empowered by that question.
Even if it's only the most expensive option again? I would like to buy the cheapest one.
This is what I do when Dallin asks me for a Porsche. I trust you to make the best decision for us as a family and for us financially now and in the future.
See, that triggers all of my manly instincts and lets me make a wise decision instead of being like, well,
Ursula won't let me get these
witch of a
passes.
Wife doesn't let me do what I want to do. See?
I bet there's an article in that book of
probably
yours.
Probably says that exactly in the
book.
That
tells wives to just tell their husbands how smart and wonderful they are and that they trust them to make the best decision.
Mm-hmm. And then it triggers all my responsibility.
I feel like when I say that, though, you can read in my eyes, like, don't do it. Please, God, don't do it.
But I really love Forerunners.
But I really like you.
Yeah. What about the Rivian truck?
Are we talking about trucks now?
I really like the Rivian truck.
Oh, okay. Let me catch everyone up on this conversation. I mentioned a Porsche. Dallin really wants a Porsche, but he cannot bring himself to pay for a Porsche.
Right.
So he's kind of thinking about upgrading his car. And if it's not a Porsche, he wants it to be a different truck. And he's thought about the Rivian truck. Is that where we are?
Yeah.
It's cost as much as a Porsche. So I feel pretty similar.
But it's still a utility vehicle.
It's not. I kind of think it looks dinky. It has these little headlights.
I kind of like the headlights. They're cool.
They're cool. Yeah. They're not for me. Not my preference. But I could see how you might like them.
Look at you validating me. Wow.
Let me say it this way. There are certain cars, when a man is in them, that I feel things. And it doesn't matter what the man looks like or who the man is inside. I just feel things based on the car he's driving. And the Rivian truck does not incite those feelings for me.
But I make up for that in
other
areas.
I have those feelings for you naturally.
See? There we go.
So like you don't need a car to make me love you.
Sweet.
That's all. Okay, my family news. My sister, she's like 18 months older than me. She just had her 7th baby. Little.
Woo!
It's a junior, and she pulled a junior with number 7. So it was a boy.
Okay.
He weighed 8 pounds, 4 ounces. And I resisted. She like texted and she was like, 8 pounds, 4 ounces. It's my biggest baby yet. And like, I have this tendency to like.
One up people.
But like, I don't do it meanly. I've just noticed that I do it in conversation when people are like, the craziest thing happened to me. And I'll be like, well, this crazy thing happened to me, instead of letting people just talk.
Experience their crazy thing.
Yeah. I don't know why I do it. I think I've done it my whole life, but it's like, if someone's like, I had this experience at the ice cream store, I'll be like, well, I had the crazier experience at an ice cream store.
Yeah.
So I didn't say it, but she said it, the baby weighed 8 pounds, 4 ounces. And I almost texted, George was 2 ounces bigger, but I didn't. I just said, wow, smile face, heart, smile face.
Let people have their moment.
Dancing salsa lady emoji. Yeah. So I was proud of myself for that. I did that. He's just the cutest. He looks like all of her other babies. Copy, paste, copy, paste, copy, paste. It's crazy how much, these were my thoughts when I'm looking at the pictures. Like me and Jill, we looked like twins growing up. We were like George and James. Like people thought we were all twins. And it's crazy how like we look so much alike.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we look different now, but how different her babies look from my babies and how different my other sister's babies look from my babies. And it's just because of the boys they married.
Yeah, baby.
Crazy how much you guys impact children. Those were my thoughts. And then I go down this whole rabbit hole of like, what would my babies look like if I was married to Rob or to Nick, my sister's husbands, or to guys I dated back in high school? Like,
well, they definitely wouldn't be as good looking as our
babies. It would have changed everything. They would have been completely different. Yep. And it sounds like a stupid thought when I say it, but I spent at least 3 minutes thinking about that thought.
That's your Roman Empire.
No, I think I'm definitely part of like, I've never been a girl to have like something crazy interesting about me as far as like interests. I've always been very like, when I was 10, I loved Backstreet Boys like every other girl. And my favorite movie show was Full House. And when I was 6, I loved the Olsen twins. Like I never had like a unique Roman Empire. And I just like Taylor Swift now.
She's your Roman Empire.
Yeah, which again,
you watch the live TikTok every night.
I started watching the lives. They're so interesting.
You've been seeing lately how she's like panting on stage, trying not to pass out. And then she snaps back into performer mode. And
yes,
that was crazy.
Yeah, you're becoming a Swiftie because
you watch it so much on TikTok. And
Dallin
we share,
and I share like share the social Dashley's media. TikTok,
so
yeah,
I start seeing all these Taylor Swift posts.
It's incredible. Anyways, she does secret songs. It's just, I've learned so much watching these lives from this girl, Tess, who somehow she like collects other people's lives, and somehow she has like a system in her house and she like streams other people's live on her stream. I don't know how that happens, but Tess does it. And she talks to us before and after, keeps us up to date on Taylor Swift.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just like on the edge of my seat with everything
Pablo.
She says.
God bless Pablo.
Like for example, today, Taylor Swift was going to go back to the States and we're all assuming to be with Travis Kelce at his football game where, again, I don't know how we're getting
the Eagles.
These assumptions because Taylor's from Philadelphia, from Pennsylvania. Does her family still live there?
I don't know.
That's why everyone's been saying that's the game where the parents are going to meet. And I'm like, I bet the parents have already met.
Oh.
I don't know. But now everyone's just like brokenhearted that Taylor Swift isn't going to be there when her parents meet Travis's parents.
Because she's in Brazil.
Because she's going to be in Brazil performing the show that she canceled because of the heat wave. Luckily, by the grace of God, yesterday, there was a storm.
Okay. So the show will go on.
Yeah. And people weren't dehydrating and dying. They were able to just open their mouth and drink the water from heaven.
Good. Taylor Swift probably paid for that.
No, she didn't. She was on the hot day throwing water to the crowd because people were just passing out.
I meant Taylor Swift paid to control the weather.
No, Dallin.
Okay, she has that power.
Let's not make fun of those things.
Well,
oh wait, back
really
to family news.
I appreciate your secret Taylor Swift obsession. You don't really talk about it much on social media.
I don't really talk about anything much. I just keep it all in my head.
Yeah.
I guess we have a podcast.
Ashley really loves Taylor Swift.
I just love her. I get emotional.
We went on a date and watched live Taylor Swift TikTok while we were eating. It was fun.
That was really nice of you not to get annoyed.
I mean, it was fun. I like watching concerts.
Just had the thought while we were doing it. I was like, this could be seen by Dallin as me not paying attention to him and like ruining our date and watching Taylor Swift. But the whole time you were like, I'll watch it with you. Turn up the volume.
I care about things you like, care about.
Hey, I'm sorry I'm doing this. And you were like, it's chill, man. It's chill. You know, she just has done everything I ever dreamed in my like little Ashley heart to do.
Yeah.
She just followed her heart to like the farthest star.
She did.
It's just emotional.
Yeah.
I wish I had named Violet Taylor Seeley.
Yeah.
I think that would have been so cute.
Cute.
Now I'm just like
Violet Taylor.
Now you can't make babies anymore. So
hey, there's still a small chance that it could happen. Any more family news? I have one more family news thing.
You do or I do?
I do.
You have family news?
Well, just that we're starting a business. Oh. It's still in the very beginning stages. Why do you laugh?
I don't. I thought it was like your family. I was like, what?
Oh, no. Us.
Yeah. It's exciting. I just knew about that already. I just thought you were going to tell me something I hadn't heard about, like family information, which is I live for family information.
Ashley loves gossip.
Okay. Last information from Ashley's family update. So you guys all can just be a part of this. My family owns property in Georgia. And because of said property in Georgia, we do not live together here in Utah, essentially.
Uh-huh.
That sounds mean. My family almost moved here to St. George when I moved to St. George, but then they moved to the property in Georgia. We just refer to it as the property. It's like 40 pristine acres in the middle of North Georgia, Appalachia. Just beautiful, okay? Mm-hmm. We didn't move there, and then my mom moved there, and now my sister, who has been renting in Georgia, is moving to the property. They have just broken ground on their home, so if I am in a bad mood or depressed at any point, it is because my family is starting the dream family commune out in Georgia, and I'm here. And I don't know why sometimes, but then other times I'm like, I don't want to move there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just grouchy all the time.
Well, it is my goal to afford a house there and here.
I mean,
with our business,
I don't want to live there. I think when we almost moved to Georgia, I made the decision like, hey, I don't want to live in Georgia.
You went out there for a few days and you were like, the spiders can't do it.
It's more than the spiders. I just like had clarity in this like moment of Ashley's truth surfacing from the depths where it lives and hides from me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think you want to live here. Okay. And so I didn't. I listened to Ashley's truth or a panic attack. I can't decide which one it was, which sends me down another spiral.
Yeah.
But now I'm here living my quote unquote truth, and my family is gathering in Georgia at a family commune. And guess who in this family always wanted a family commune?
You.
Me.
Now it's happening without
you. And
now
they're having the holidays out there at the family commune.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here. P.S. If there's anyone in the Southern Utah area who would like us to come to their house for Thanksgiving,
we're open.
We're open.
All right, the business.
Okay, so Dallin,
you're excited about this.
I am. It's cool because this is a Dallin, like,
I'm excited about this.
I have like told Dallin, like, I don't think I can do anything. Like, my plate is full. I'm trying to like do, like, I'm homeschooling our kids. I'm trying to be more present. Like, this whole like work full time from home thing, like creating content and stuff, is a lot.
Yeah.
When I'm trying to be like also a full time
mama,
stay at home mom, kind
of homeschool teacher.
Yeah. With like, I just like, don't want a nanny. Like, anyways, I don't want to like outsource the kids to do more work. But Dallin has like this desire to start something else.
Yeah.
And you're going to do it. I think it's going to be really exciting, and it's going to benefit me greatly.
Well, these are all just all the things you need.
And you have, you
go
like,
to the doctor and the doctor's like, you need some magnesium. You should be drinking this. You need more protein. And I'm just like, look, we can go out and buy what's out there, or I would just really love, I drink greens in the morning. I drink other drinks. I drink some
Dallin
protein
drinks,
BCAA.
Yucky drinks every morning.
I'm just like, we have connections. We have a, what is it? A husband-in-law, cousin-in-law.
Cousin-in-law.
Who works for a company that sources.
He just knows how to make stuff.
That sources, you know,
drink
products
stuff
for supplement companies. And I'm like, this would be so cool to like help a lot of other people with these important drinks and like vitamins and things to be taking every morning and every night and throughout the day too.
There's just like, here's my thought on this. There's
and
like,
so we're going to start our own company.
Yeah.
Called I've already registered it.
Yeah.
It's called Daily Drips
Co. It's cool. It's a cool name. Dallin's always telling people, like, when they're like, tell me how you did this, and like, tell me how you started this business and how you like do social media. And he always like kind of like says, oh, well, Ashley's like the creative genius. It's Ashley. But you're really, these are cool
names. It came to me at night.
Like, you're a creative genius too.
Thanks.
Maybe I just
squash
your creativity.
It came to me, this idea, like, look, I just wanted to give Ashley the perfect drink that she needs and wants in the morning and in the evening before bed and throughout the day.
So
we're starting with just a few products, but I'd love to expand more. We can give more details later, but there's going to be an awesome morning drink called Happy Fun Morning Juice. It's going to be everything you need to start the day with a healthy tummy, healthy mind, and natural energy. And then there's going to be an evening drink. This calms you down, gets ready for bed. It's all natural, though. There's not melatonin.
Well, Dallin's been having me like, I'm not like whining constantly, but like Dallin drinks all these healthy things, like these green juices. And like, I literally can't, I throw up in the sink if I even smell them. Like, I cannot drink things or eat things that do not taste good. Like, I just won't. I would rather shrivel in mineral deficiencies.
The essential nutrients that still taste good.
Like, I cannot, like, I just...
actually hate swallowing big pills.
Finally found a protein powder I like. Just ingredients taste really good.
I'd love to
good.
Expand into that eventually, too.
I don't know. Like, I have not been able to drink protein powder. I can't do, like... Dallin really loves AG1. Like, I cannot even get close to that.
Yeah, so that's the vision, that's the dream.
Yeah, so he's
and we're in the very beginning phases, but it's you're hearing it here first on the podcast, and we're really excited about it.
The goal, you've told me, is to make it just taste so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm working with him on the ingredients list right now, and it's exciting.
It's cool, it's cool.
Working with my friend who's a graphic designer to come up with like logo and images and
it's
what the
cool,
bag
like,
will look like. It's fun to be starting something like this.
I feel like with our other stuff, it's been kind of like me being like, we have to vlog. Like, we committed to like kind of like pushing this engine. Like, come on, like we can do it. We can keep going. Or like with the food blog being like, let's believe in me, Dallin. Like, believe in this. Uh-huh. But it's cool to have you like being the person who's like, come on, like just believe in this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes.
It's exciting. So anyways, we got to nail down the recipe to make it taste good and be good for you and make you happy, happy and fun in the morning.
Just for like all those Crystal Light girlies like me or Clear American girlies who are like, you know, like it'd be great if this was actually good for me and tasted as good as these taste. Yeah.
So that's the vision. And I'm working on the very beginning phases right now with the website and registering the business and talking with suppliers and all that.
We're going to roll out a genuine business. It gives me anxiety to hear you. Like, it's just all these things that I don't know anything about. And also I don't want to know anything about.
I do. It makes me excited. So, going to start it. And I'm really, really excited. And I hope that you guys join us for the ride and stuff like that.
Dallin's been thinking of doing it for a while, and
we've
always been like, how do you get boxes? And we've always been like, I don't know. I guess we can't do this. But you finally figured it out, how to get boxes.
I know.
And where do you get the stuff to put the drink powder in?
You just got to know people who have connections and
who
stuff.
Know how to do it.
Yeah. Okay, let's move to some emails. We have an anonymous email here. A listener is going to be having 2 kids under 2. They want our advice.
Give her a name. Dallin makes up the cutest girl names.
Henrietta. Oh. This email will need to be anonymous as we have not shared this news with any family or friends. My name is Henrietta from Canada. Okay. I have been a longtime watcher and listener and have recently been watching some of your videos from when James was born, as my husband and I just found out we are expecting baby number 2. Our first baby is 9 months old and will be a year and a half when our second is born.
Oh my gosh.
That's
you're
even
literally
closer
our life.
Than
George
James.
Was like 10 months.
George was
9 months old when we found out, because I remember he started walking at 9 months, and that vlog where we recorded him walking his first steps, I had just found out I was pregnant.
Oh, man. Yeah, we were very much surprised, but so excited to welcome another baby. I was wondering if you could share your best advice for having young babies at the same time, the positives, things you wish you would have known, any recommendations. I'm very type A, and my husband is a go-with-the-flow kind of guy, so I'm searching for any and all information. Thanks so much.
Henrietta.
Look forward to hearing your next podcast, Henrietta.
Did you read that fun, trashy Google article? Trashy because it's not true. I read this article and it was like, how Amish women don't get pregnant. And it was like, oh, all they do is just nurse their babies. And as long as they're nursing, they don't get pregnant. And that's how...
We proved that to be false.
And it was like, that's how Amish women have been doing it forever. And that's how women for all time have naturally planned their families.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, sweet. Awesome. Guess I don't need birth control.
Nope.
It's wrong. Yeah. So wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like this will get depressing and I don't know. Like, it's just really hard. My mom called the other day and she said the same thing as you. She was like, oh, I'm watching I watched one of your vlogs when James was just born, and you guys did this and this and did this and this, and we're looking at houses here. And I was like, what? Like, I have no memory of it. I don't know. So I just like, we didn't sleep at all. Like, I didn't sleep at all. George woke up like 5 times a night, every night still. And Violet woke, or James woke up. She just woke up. She just didn't sleep. She woke up like every 2 hours. So like, for 2 years, I just did not sleep. And George never slept before that. So like, I have no memory of that time, except for like, we watch vlogs sometimes and I'm like, huh.
Oh, look, we did that. That's fun.
Like, oh, we were like, we were loving and happy. And
yeah,
I kind of like tend to remember only the bad stuff because it was kind of stressful and Dallin and I had a hard time with each other.
I tend to remember only the good stuff.
Right. So Dallin's like, it was so great. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, that was like really hard and it almost broke us.
No, I remember how hard it was too. It was
I would just say,
like, what would honestly have helped us? I don't know. Having family closer by, take advantage of family and friends.
I don't know. Okay. So I follow this one girl called Own It Babe, and she just had her second baby and the baby doesn't sleep. And her husband do this really cool thing where they break the night into two shifts where one person does like 7 to midnight and the other person does midnight to like whenever their toddler wakes up, like 6:30 or 7.
Okay.
Whatever like half the night is. And I was like, why did we never do that?
No, why didn't we do that?
Like, they have the baby in a separate room.
So they go to bed at 7?
I don't know when they go to bed. Probably one person does because they're not sleeping. Or 8. Whenever someone go, whenever like natural bedtime is for the parents,
yeah,
they start there and split the night in half until natural wake up time. So there's a first shift and then there's a second shift.
Okay.
And so like both parents can always like, they can count on like, I will get sleep.
And we never then, did a schedule. I mean, like, did we try like every other day?
Always come to me.
Every other night for a while, did we try that?
Yeah, but it was hard because I was nursing. So like I have so much milk. So it was literally painful for me.
Yeah. Our friends right now, they're just from the very beginning.
They've done a bottle.
They've done a bottle.
We didn't, or we did. And then I like took a little break because I was like, you're just like so easy to nurse. And then suddenly your baby won't take a bottle. That's kind of where we got to. And then suddenly like, it's just on me.
It's just a little more convenient to be so able to nurse right away. But then also the husband becomes a little helpless.
I think if we had done that thing where we split the night in two and I pumped like everything out of me for whatever portion I was sleeping,
yeah,
and just did that every night until probably until they were like literally two. Like, okay, if the baby wakes up at this time, it's on you. And okay, if the baby wakes up on this during this time, it's on you. And there's milk and you know it's your job and you know like you get to sleep if it's not your job. And it's just mm-hmm. like you live by this, like half the night is mine and half the night is yours. And everyone gets like 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah. Something like that probably would have been good.
I think that would have literally changed our life.
Just knowing you could count on these set hours to sleep.
And you like, you knowing it's on you and yeah. me knowing it's on me and me knowing when it's not on me. And it's like the baby isn't even in the bedroom. Yeah. They have the baby's bedroom or the living room. And the parent, there's like a mattress in the baby's room. So like the whoever's on the baby can sleep on that mattress or they sleep on the couch and pull the crib out to the TV room. And it's just like, hey, this is on you. You're not even going to hear the baby. And when it's your turn, like if the baby sleeps, you can sleep. But if the baby wakes up, like it's on you.
Yeah. I think getting sunshine first thing in the morning, like getting out of the house as often as possible was awesome during the day. And just trying to do things together.
It's involve also your magical.
Older one. Yeah, involve your older one with the baby, and it's like comes natural for them to care about babies and to like, think, be fascinated by them.
They
and,
are truly the most magical little creatures.
Yeah.
When they're like, you're 9 months old, 18 months is my favorite age. They just like love everything. Like Violet's 2 is so fun. She just loves us with her whole heart.
She just runs up to me and hugs me and said, I missed you,
things
Dad.
Things make her very angry, but the amount of love that just like openly pours out of her towards us, it's just like uncontained and it's so magical.
Yeah.
And like we look at George and James and they're so great too and magical in their older kid ways, but it's like we miss little George and James too when they were just like just so, they're just like totally magical when they're little. So if you can do anything to sleep, and like I'm not a big sleep trainer, I never knew how to do it, I could never just listen to the baby cry and be chill because it would like make milk start pouring out of my body and my anxiety would skyrocket and then I'd be soaking wet. Like, I couldn't do it. I probably could have, but it would have been like mentally breaking for me to do the cry it out method. So we didn't do that. But if we had done the split the night thing, I think that would have been really great.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is the email. How do you feel about the actor that played Dumbledore passing away?
I don't like to think about people dying because then I spiral and have panic about my own death.
Yeah.
So that's how I
bad?
Feel.
Bad? Obviously, we feel bad about it.
I like people who I have loved or watched or been fans of. I don't like to think about them dying.
Yeah. Okay.
there we go.
All right. Hey, this is from Courtney. Hey, this happened to my husband and I over the weekend. My mind was blown, but my husband said it's cool, but not super crazy. Would love to hear your perspective. Do you think this kind of stuff happens all the time, or has anything like this ever happened to you?
What is it?
Here's the story. My husband Josh and I moved to a new town 1 year ago that's 400 miles from our old city. We purchased a home from an older couple. Uh-oh. Who are happy to talk about memories of the house, etc. This past weekend, we had a conversation about my cell phone number. It was familiar to her. I explained we moved from up north. She responded that she knows that area well. Her family grew up in a small town of maybe 200 people, which is also where my grandma and her family settled when they immigrated from Finland in the 40s.
Wait, where do they live?
She hasn't said.
Okay.
Fast forward, the lady we purchased our house from knew and grew up with my dad's side of our family like 50 years ago. I went to visit them to drop something off today, and she had a handmade rug that my great-grandma made for the lady's daughter when she was born.
What?
She went on to tell me a story of my dad as a kid. Too much of a coincidence. It gave me goosebumps for like an hour. Okay, I don't know how to end this email. Bye from Courtney.
Okay, that's so cool. But that thing has happened to us.
Has it?
So Dallin and I, when we first got married, were wedding videographers. Okay,
uh-huh.
I'm going to pause there and jump back in time to my childhood. All of my life, I knew that my mom, before she married my dad, almost married this guy named David. And anytime his name got up, my dad was like, oh, David, blah, blah, blah. And there was a book in our bookshelf all growing up. And on the inside of the cover was like this note from David. Like David had given her this book. It wasn't like a weird book. It was just a book that they just ended up keeping. So I'd always heard like when my mom like told the story of her college or how she met my dad, it was always like, well, I was almost engaged to David, but then I met your dad. Okay. And then it was like, I married your dad. Okay. So I've like known about this guy, David. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Forever. We are wedding videographers and we get a call and are like hired to do a wedding for this girl named Megan. Okay. So we drive to this town that Megan is from and we get to her reception. And the guy talking to me is like, oh, my name is Dave, like the dad. So we like meet the parents and it's like, I forgot what her mom's name, but the dad's name is David. And he starts talking about like how he's a lawyer and how he went to BYU. And like, it came up that my maiden name was Pennington. And he was like, what? Your maiden name is Pennington? And I was like, your name is David? And like, nothing like, he was just like, he somehow like remembered that name or something. And I think we went to lunch and I was talking to my mom on the phone during lunch. And I was like, oh yeah, we're in Huntsville doing this wedding for a girl named Megan Engman. And my mom was like, wait, Engman? And I was like, no, her name was something else. That was her married name. Megan, I forgot what her previous name was. But my mom heard the last name and she was like, wait, you're in Huntsville? And that's her name? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, what's her dad's name? And I was like, David. And she like was floored. Long story short, it was David. And he was like, you're Trisha's daughter? And I was like, yeah.
Crazy.
It was crazy.
We have breaking news from Disneyland.
Do you really? Just
a
now?
A giant lamppost just fell over on Main Street and injured multiple guests.
Oh, I wish I was them.
You wish you got injured?
Can you imagine?
I would be so happy to be like, injured by a Disney lamppost.
Waiting for the lawyer to come contact
and
me.
And then we could sue Disney.
I wouldn't sue them. I would just let them console me in the only ways they know how. Like
by suing Disney.
No, I would just think, I'm sure there's just a matter of time.
Oh, you think that Disney, in order to not get sued, would give you like a lifetime
I'm
pass
sure the
or
second
something.
I get hurt at Disneyland, especially if it's like this and there's a news article and it's like out there. It's only a matter of time before like a nice looking person in a nice suit.
We'd like to have you give a lifetime pass and a personal call from Bob Iger.
I'm in the hospital and Bob Iger's going to
invite
call
you to
me.
Stay a night in Cinderella's castle.
Yeah, and be like, I'd be like, oh, I'm so hurt. And they'd be like, Would you and your family like a full pass forever to Disney? And also, do you want to go on one of those special tours by the people in the cute little checkered suit?
Yeah.
I'd be like,
you're like, oh, what did you say? Sorry, my short-term memory is, like, is so hurt.
Have you heard of Disney Alani? And I'd be like, yes.
What's Alani?
I'd be like, stuff like that. I want to be in the parade.
Put me in the parade,
Bob. I want to be on the float with the princes, and I want to be dancing. I want to be in the parade.
He's like, eh, just sue us.
I know. He's like, you're not. The princes don't want you.
Yeah. All right, guys. Let us know your thoughts on if Disney passes will return. If you work at Disney, have any insider information, please call me directly. Just kidding. No, please email us, isnhstpodcast@gmail.com. More details to come on the business we're starting. We're really, really excited.
If anything weird happens to you at Thanksgiving, as it always does, please email us and we'll read weird Thanksgiving stories.
Oh, I remember when we did that last year. That was fun. Okay.